Hello and welcome back to Between Two Aeroids, a podcast where we talk about houseplants, botany, and everything in between. I am your host, Haley Grace, and thank you for joining me today. Today we will be diving into peat moss. We'll be talking about some sustainability of peat moss and the reasons why it's such a good soil amendment, and then some other alternatives and some other ways peat moss are used currently. So recently peat moss has become a really hot topic in the gardening community, whether you're an indoor gardener or outdoor gardener. One of the reasons is England just passed a law that will ban peat moss for hobby gardeners in 2020, and then commercially in 2022. And this is because one of the reasons is because peat bogs are one of the largest vegetative carbon sinks, meaning they retain carbon and absorb the carbon. And when it is dug up, the amount of carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere, which is one of the biggest causes of climate change. England has banned peat moss because it is not a renewable resource in the terms of how fast it's being used. In England, they have 55 peat bogs covering roughly 2,000 hectares. In North America, we get majority of our peat moss from Canada, which has 113.6 million hectares, nearly 13% of the country's surface area is a peat bogs. The Canadian Sphagnum Peat Moss Association states they have harvested 73,000 acres of 280 million acres of peatlands. And you might be asking, what is peat moss? So it is the decomposed parts of sphagnum moss. So it does take a long time for this organic material to decompose in order to create the peat moss. Excuse the dog barking. And the University of Virginia of Vermont's extension calculates that Canada only harvests 0.02% of the total peat moss per year. And the president of the Canadian Sphagnum Peat Moss Association, Paul Short, says they restore harvested bogs by allowing it to flood and adding shredded moss grafts that will grow within 5 years to make a complete net of the entire surface area, and the site is back to about natural levels in 10 to 15 years. Sometimes I think sustainability can be greenwashed in a lot of industries. And yes, while in some parts of the world, peat moss is a very scarce resource, it seems that since we get ours from Canada, there is a larger supply, and the Canadian regimes that look over peat mining seem to be aware that this is something you need to replenish. Like, if you think of how John Muir wanted forests to be seen as in a way a farm where you can take from it, but you also have to give back and start new generations of trees. So in turn, you can safely harvest once you understand how the ecosystem in that how the ecosystem works. And so why is peat moss such a beloved and sought after soil amendment or main soil component? The peat moss will help soil hold nutrients because it increases the cation exchange capacity. Some flashback to high school chemistry. Cations are positively charged ions. And what does a cation exchange capacity mean? So inherent soil characteristics is difficult to alter significantly, meaning it's hard to amend the soil to do this unless it has certain substrates that have C cation exchange capacity abilities. This influences the soil's ability to hold on to essential nutrients and provides a buffer against soil acidification. Minerals that are soil cations include ammonium, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and having a high CEC means it can offer a larger nutrient reserve when needed for the plant. For most plants, acidification can lead to smaller, less durable roots. It can inhibit plant height, and seed germination also decreases. So being a buffer for acidification can really benefit plants in the long run. But some other fun facts about peat moss is it's also used as a fuel source in some countries. Countries that have been trying to become energy independent lean into their bogs and wetlands, and they harvest the peat and they burn it in order to create electricity. However, it does not produce as much fuel per pound as coal does. And some alternatives that you might want to look into instead of using peat moss in your soil that might be more readily available or more sustainable due to other industries that use these become byproducts of. So one is cocoa coir. It's excellent for water retention. It holds up to 10 times its weight in water, has a pH of 6. But with shipping and processing, it can become a less green alternative. Rice hulls are also another. This is a skin from the rice grain that is removed before it is packaged and sold for consumption. It helps lighten the soil and improves drainage, aeration, and it also has a neutral pH. Compost, it improves soil structure, increases water infiltration and retainment, and can add beneficial microbes. This is the best green option because it reduces waste out of landfill, and you also can make it in your own home quite easily. That might be a fun episode to do, is something about composting and how to do it at home easily and use it for your planties. But peat moss is also really is highly regarded because it does have antifungal properties within its soil. It's super nutrient dense. It honestly helps retain water. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. Let me know what you want to hear for next week. You can send me a DM on Instagram at @BetweenTwoAeroidsPod. And see you next week. Have a great day, night, or evening, wherever you're listening. Bye.